Here at the World Dairy Expo with me is Jody Hojnowski with the Holstein Association, and a good place for the Holstein Association to be at the World Dairy Expo. And Jody, what are you doing? What is the Holstein Association doing here at Expo this year?
Well, at Expo this year, the Holstein Association is very excited about having some super high-powered, high-quality Holstein shows. We had the Junior Holstein Show today, had around 200 head exhibited through the ring, and the Junior Show was just tremendous. The show was up in numbers a little bit, and I'd say it's continuing to grow in quality as well, and it's really great to see a lot of those individual animals were bred even by the juniors, which is a tremendous accomplishment. Later on, of course, this week we'll have the Holstein Open Show and some Holstein sales that'll be going on, and lots of camaraderie and networking amongst our Holstein members.
Now, you're also involved with the Holstein Foundation. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Holstein Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to developing future dairy industry leaders. We provide programs for young kids like Dairy Bowl, all the way to the Young Dairy Leaders Institute, which is a world-renowned leadership training program for young adults in the dairy industry.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that program, the Young Dairy Leaders Program. How long has it been going on, and what has been the fruits of that program?
The Young Dairy Leaders Institute is planning currently for our seventh class. It is a two-year intense leadership training program. Applications for the next class will be due next summer, that summer of 2010. The class, once it's accepted into the program, will meet in late February of 2011. And there's three phases for the program. And the first phase they'll have in February 2011, that's really dedicated to developing individual skills, learning more about who you are and how to understand other people and really about people skills. And we do a bit of media training, help train them to speak up more for agriculture. That's a lot about what the Young Dairy Leaders Institute is about. A lot of organizations send people there as training for future board members for various organizations, from milk cooperatives. We have producers involved that just want to be more confident in speaking up for the dairy industry. So that's what happens phase one. Phase two, everyone leaves for a year of homework projects, advocacy projects they'll do in their hometown, promoting dairy industry and agriculture. Phase three, we bring them back together again a year later. That'll be in February 2012. And more advanced teamwork skills, board member training, more media training, and affecting the public policy is an important part of that last phase.
Well, that's pretty intense, I would guess.
Yes.
How do the people that have gone through this program, how have they reacted to it? How have they grown through the program?
I think the number one thing a lot of people will tell you they gained from YDLI is the network. Making a network of friends and resources across the country. We even have had some international participants. So I think that's something that carries on with them throughout their lifetime. Another important part, I'd say, is the confidence that they gain.
Tell me about the status of the Holstein breed right now in the United States. Is it growing? What is the status of the breed basically in the United States?
Holsteins make up more than 90% of the dairy population, mm-hmm. and I'd say that's been a pretty steady figure. We like to promote Holsteins as the most profitable cow. Our tagline is for maximum profit. It's because a lot of our producers are getting paid for pounds of milk, and a Holstein is producing more pounds of milk on average than any of the other breeds, and due to their popularity, I can understand.
Of course, everybody's talking about the status of, the current economic situation with the dairy industry. How are your producers handling things?
Well, milk is a commodity, mm-hmm. and we're being paid what they're telling us our milk is worth. Mm-hmm. With registered Holsteins, that's a value-added diversification project that any producer can participate in. Registered cattle continually sell for more money If they're able to grow their herd within and have a few extra heifers that they can sell, registered Holsteins is a good way to help pay some of the bills that are continually increasing. So I've actually seen a lot of new members picking up on the registered Holsteins just as a sideline project, diversification of their business.
Mm-hmm. A little value added there. Okay, well, thank you very much, Jody. I'm glad that you're here and meeting with your members here at the World Dairy Expo. Once again, that's Jody Hojnoski with the Holstein Association here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.